Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. And Joe, good morning, first of all. And
good morning, guys.
The football team out on the practice field yesterday in the rain, they got in some work as they start to look toward Boston College over here across the street from us at LP Field.
Yeah, they got in their last work before exams, and so that's they'll take a break basically until about the 19th, and then they'll come back and get at it pretty seriously. But good news in that I think Jared Hawkins is going to be available to play, and that's very important, obviously, for Vanderbilt. We were curious about that, whether or not he'd be able to come back from that foot injury, but he's already taken part in practice, and it looks like he'll be available. Mackenzie Adams is still questionable. Bursa sack that burst in his knee, it just is something that has to heal totally on its own, apparently. They can't do any draining of the knee or whatever. It's got to do it itself, and so that's just taking a long time, and hopefully that will ease up and he'll be able to take part. But he's probably the big question mark right now.
Basketball tonight, Alabama A&M over at Memorial Gym, so Kevin Stallings' group will take a break from studying for exams to play a ball game.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting too, because this is an Alabama A&M team that has lost to the likes of Talladega, teams like that, and then they play the University of Alabama and lose by 6. That was a 2-point game in the final minutes. So they certainly have some talent and will be fired up to play. Vanderbilt's a team that's just got to try to find its own identity right now and really struggling offensively. That's been a big focus of practice over the last couple of days, trying to get some kind of semblance of order on this offense and not turn the ball over as much. They've just had far too many turnovers, far too many wasted possessions. And it's probably not a team that's going to score in the 80s on a regular basis anyway, so possessions are going to be very valuable, and they're going to have to get better at taking care of the basketball.
And Joe, as part of the festivities tonight, recognition for Bobby Johnson and his football team from the Music City Bowl.
Yeah,
folks.
The presentation of the guitar that goes along with the official invitation to play in the bowl game, so expect to have the coach on hand, the captains on hand. I would imagine Chancellor Zeppos, Vice Chancellor Williams on hand to take part in that, and that'll take place at halftime.
More events and happenings going on over on West End. I know we talk so much about basketball and football that maybe we leave out some of the other folks that are doing things athletically.
Right now, the real focus on most of these athletic teams is this time of exams. So most teams don't have a whole lot going on right now. In fact, women's basketball is kind of in the middle of the break where they won't play for a while until they get through their exams. Vanderbilt's men actually are going to have to play 2 or 3 games through the exam, so it won't be an easy time for them. Pretty much everybody else tries to focus on just getting academics right. This is a very difficult time for them, and so I'm curious to see how the men's basketball team handles this, guys, because so many young guys who are going through exams for the first time at Vanderbilt. I talked to Brad Tinsley some yesterday, and he said it's hard. He said you've just got to budget your time and focus on what you're doing. But it'll be interesting to see how these guys get through this week.
In having Kevin on the show yesterday, he's not happy with the rebounding, Joe, obviously. But more than anything else, he talked about the need to get back to a regular practice schedule. And
yep.
When you think about it, this is a underclassman laden team. And they need practice. It's more than just playing games.
No, there's no question about it. And the way the schedule fell, it was kind of interesting that the trip to Cancun that looked to be a really good thing and probably was for the team actually became costly in some way because it was very hard for them to practice after that. They only had basically one day of practice before the UIC game. And then the road trip to Georgia Tech, so you had about a day and a half of practice before that, before hitting the road. The schedule was not the most beneficial to them for practice, and I think Kevin's really looking forward to having this time now at home during this stretch to get quality practice time in for a couple of weeks.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll be listening tonight, 6 o'clock pregame.
Stay warm, guys.
All right, see you later.